Our next item is the Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware, site plan on Route 9.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 3,600-square-foot church located on a 5.32-acre parcel that is zoned AR1. Phase one, there would be 72 seats within the church. That would require 18 parking spaces. They're providing 13 paved parking spaces and 46 gravel spaces. Phase two would bring the total seating to 200 seats, and 50 parking spaces would be required. 100 spaces are proposed, and then phase three would be for additional parking. Once it's built out, 128 parking spaces will be provided. The applicant is requesting that 115 of the parking spaces be permitted to be gravel. The setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning code. On-site septic and well are proposed. There are no disturbance or impacts to the wetlands on the site. And if you grant it preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And we provided you a copy of this site plan.
Couple questions, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
First would be dealing with the phases. Is this something that we should be approving all three phases at one time, or should we address phases as they are prepared to deal with them? You know, my concern is that we approve all three phases and then they come along and phase two might be different than what they're originally proposing because of changes in the church population, et cetera.
Well, if there were changes other than the most minor of changes, it would have to come back to us anyway, I believe.
If the applicant had come in with a site plan that didn't reference any phases, you would have given consideration to the whole project.
Right.
And they're already prepared to develop it in phases, similar to a subdivision or something of that nature, where they come in, get final approval, and phase it out. If it's a major change, we'd bring it back to you anyway.
Okay. So we're okay with the three phases. The other one was more of a comment rather than a question, because I know in recent history we had approved another church utilizing the gravel parking areas in lieu of having it all paved. So I don't have a problem with that. I don't know about the other commissioners, but I think that also helps with controlling some of the water runoff. That would drain through the gravel rather than that of asphalt. So
there's been numerous church site plans that you've approved that way.
Uh-huh. So I don't see that as being some special exception we're granting just to this one site. So
if it was a church and community center or something, I actually changed that or took it in gravel. They came in with other uses for that property, or like a daycare center that operates every day or something of that nature, then you might consider requiring paper.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Unitarian Universal Society of Southern Delaware site plan off of Route 1, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with the further approval that the 115 of the parking spaces be permitted to be gravel, and that final site plan approval will be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Unitarian Universalist Society of Southern Delaware site plan on Route 9, subject to the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.